This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. Last January, four brave Studio 360 listeners volunteered to let us follow them through 2015 as they took on big creative projects. The year's just about over, so we're checking in with them one last time.
Hello?
Is that Karis?
Yes.
Hi, it's Kurt Anderson.
Hello. I have 11...
Karis Stiles works in a hospice in Oakland, California. Her resolution for 2015 was to make one diorama every month. She uses all kinds of materials to make them. iPhone packaging, thank you notes, stickers, all kinds of stuff, and creates these playful scenes that kind of remind me of Joseph Cornell. They are really charming. Her favorite one is from September.
This one's on the Protestant work ethic. And so it's these little pilgrims that I put teeny, teeny, tiny cat heads on top of. And I had saved up from who knows when some fortune cookie fortunes. They're all about, you know, striving for success and climbing the mountain that you don't think you can climb. And
failure is not defeat until you stop trying. And great, great things happen when men and mountains meet.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and then in the middle, I, thanks to Pinterest, learned how to make a little noose out of some string. And so I made a little noose in the middle there. And it's just, you know, reflecting on this year I've had my own health issues with adrenal fatigue and seeing how so much of that is based on, like, this Protestant work ethic, this idea of, like, push yourself so hard and give 110% all the time, just how that's such a recipe for burnout.
Which is interesting, given that why we're talking is you have a full-time, difficult job, and here you are taking on this other giant year-long project.
Right, yeah, but this has been such a source of joy, and this is where I've been able to play.
Uh-huh.
My work is very serious, and then I can come home and I can put glitter on something, and it's been such a relief to have this to come home to.
Over on the other coast in Croton Hudson, New York, Joseph Riddell has spent his year writing and filming a 6-part web series. It's based on his cancer diagnosis last year. He's in his early 20s, and it's a comedy. Joe is doing well now, but no surprise, he says it's been rough.
Structure for Good Sense of Tumor Season 1 are the stages of grief, and the final stage is acceptance. I've had a very hard time writing that episode. I'm not sure what the point about acceptance is that I want to make, because I haven't gone there yet.
Joe's already filmed most of the episodes and is deep in the post-production process. On top of that, he's holding down a full-time job.
I am in a situation where I have to work for things like health insurance versus working for passion. So now I'm working as a teaching assistant, and it's fantastic because it's a full-time job. I have my health insurance, and I'm out every day by 3:30. I have weekends and holidays to keep working on Good Sense of Tumor and any other projects I'd like to go forward with. And what's interesting about that is I get to write in my off hours, which realistically, if I was working PA job to PA job,
uh-huh,
I'd be booked solid and wouldn't really be doing the thing I care about in the field. I'd be working in the field, sure, and I'd be able to say that with pride, but I want to be a writer, and now I get to write.
We will post Joe's web series when it launches in the new year. Meanwhile, you can see all of Karis's dioramas right now at our website, studio360.org. So, onward. It is nearly 2016, and we want to hear from you. Do you have a creative project you've been dreaming about forever? Is next year the year you'll finally get it done? If you're ready to write that one-woman show at last, or make that stained glass masterpiece, or teach your schnauzer to howl a Schoenberg symphony, really, anything, whatever, let us know. We may choose your project to chronicle next year. Declare your creative New Year's resolution at studio360.org/2016. Or phone us at 646-580-0360 and leave a message. That is 646-580-0360. You've got to do it by midnight on December 31st.